Typhoon Rai packed winds of more than 200 kilometers an hour and made landfall 9 times last week from the east to the far west of the Philippines' central and southern islands. Millions of people are having to pick up whatever's left of their lives. The devastation is unprecedented. State weather forecasters had predicted a powerful typhoon, but when it hit the country, it exceeded their expectations.
It actually entered a period actually of sort of arrested development where there's really not much going on in the storm based on satellite observations. And then it is, after that is the interesting part, after the arrested development period, it suddenly ramped up its development. And then that's the time that where it reached its intensity.
Typhoon Rai also hit about a third of the country that has historically been spared the fiercest storms. It also sustained its strength throughout.
The pattern that has emerged from this particular typhoon is that the damage can be relatively far from the eye or the center of the storm. Usually when a storm barrels through our country, we know which provinces and which cities are going to get hit.
Rai is not the first supercyclone to devastate the Philippines. In 2013, Super Typhoon Haiyan left a trail of destruction and killed at least 6,000 people. It was one of the strongest typhoons ever recorded.
Many scientists and environmentalists say such extreme weather in the Philippines is a consequence of climate change. And they're afraid it's only going to get worse. Barnaby Lo, Al Jazeera, Manila.